Okay, so this is D&D Encounters, Lost Crown of Neverwinter, and this is session 8. So this is the second encounter in chapter 3. And you know, one thing we didn't do last time, let's do this time, is if you guys can just quickly go around the table, give me your character's name, class, and race, just for intros, please. So we'll start here with Winston.
All right, my character's name is Capot Spoke, a.k.a. the White Tooth. He is a Deva Necromancer.
Nice.
That's what he is.
Okay. Richie?
My character's name is Reggie Footmouth. He's the infamous bard from Waterdeep. He is,
Okay. Catherine?
My halfling goes by Kamahe. She's a rogue. She's from Hall. That's what it
is. Okay.
My character's name is Negar. She's Eldrin Origin.
Okay.
She's a ranger.
Ranger, right. Marco?
My character name is Drayon. He's a sword mage. He's a water genasi.
Excellent. Okay, so as I hope you remember, because we just finished in the previous encounter, the characters were looking for the Dead Rat's hideout. You knew that it was accessible through a boathouse in Black Lake District. There was a trapdoor in the floor, and after you guys found the boathouse, you had to fight against the Twig Blights, which they did a little bit more damage than you probably would have liked, but you managed to defeat them in the end. And after you fought them, you took a 5-minute rest to regain some hit points. You also found, in the canoe outside, you found a little bit of money and a magic item. So whoever ended up taking the magic item, make sure you've recorded that and adjusted your numbers appropriately.
He isn't either. I will make a mission in life.
Yes! Excuse me. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, don't forget to adjust that. So, the... So after you guys took your rest and you went into the actual boathouse, the secret passageway to the Black Lake sewers is inside the boathouse, a trapdoor concealed under a dusty, half-rotted rug in the middle of the room. This reveals a tunnel leading down to the sewers, a legacy of when this particular area was not part of a lake, but just a regular street. And that's where we pick things up tonight. So you guys are at the top of the secret passage, and we go from there. So the boathouse is a small, dusty, and clearly long abandoned. Aside from the ramshackle wooden table, the only features of the room is the half-rotted rug. Pull aside the rug and uncover a thick stone sewer pipe, which must date from a time when this area rested on more solid ground. The pipe smells like rotten meat, but the air is breathable. A rickety ladder leads down into the darkness. One other thing to remember, anybody who failed their endurance check the last time and had a penalty to speed, that you've overcome that now. You took a 5-minute rest, and you're back up to full speed.
With the look at these stores, can you use history to determine like where they're from, when, what period they're from, or like what place used to exist here before it became a swamp?
Yes. You wouldn't need a roll for that. You would certainly be able to figure out the answer to that. Again, it won't have any effect on the actual mechanics, but from an aesthetic point of view, you would have the satisfaction of knowing, wow, this is X number of years old, and it was probably of this kind of workmanship.
Okay.
And it was at one point, it was probably very impressive.
Excellent.
But certainly not anymore.
Okay.
Okay, so you are definitely able to confirm that the pipe is or was crafted by a dwarf or using dwarven style, which would explain why it's definitely still here, considering that the house and everything else in the neighborhood is all rotted away. Okay, so you guys will head down. You're going to end up over there on that passage and then down the steps when we begin.
Put me in the back.
Sure.
Yes, put me in the
Okay,
back.
It feels particularly cramped in the pipe, and the rungs of the ladder are slippery under your grasp. The foul fumes of the sewer rise up from below, threatening to choke you as you climb. It seems that in the years past, when the earthquake and the volcano happened, this pipe system sustained a little bit of damage. So normally, in its heyday, the pipe would have been much wider, but areas have collapsed, and certain parts, like larger pieces, have been stuck. So it's really tight getting down there.
Okay.
As you're going down through the pipes, so assume that this map actually would have started like somewhere previously, so that's just where we're going to start the adventure.
Okay.
As you go through, you come across the signs of bodies that are in various state of decay. So some of them have been down here years and years and years, some maybe not quite that long, but all of them are in some various stage of decomposition and they smell and look awful. Okay, so before you would actually get to this specific area, you need to do a little bit of navigation through these pipes. Because at one point these were all connected to the houses that were at one point on the street, and they all connected into the sewer system. So you need to figure out your way through the sewer system to get to the area where you figure the dead rats have their hideout. So this is going to require a few different skill checks from everybody. I can provide you with a little bit of direction, but I would much prefer you to use your imagination. Don't focus just on skills that you've got high numbers in. The numbers are secondary.
Okay.
Go for what makes sense from a story point of view.
All right.
So, everybody needs to contribute in some way.
Sure.
I leave it to you guys to figure that out. Who wants to start? Winston, you want to start?
Sure. I'll start. All right, so wait, I'm sorry. What was the goal here? What am I trying to accomplish?
So you know that the sewers, the dead rats have a hideout in the sewers. Right now you're sort of staggering around, lost in the sewer system.
Okay.
You're trying to find any sign of where you need to go. Or signs of where you don't want to go.
Okay. Looking up, like if you say, like fence and stuff, that would be on the street level that we could pick up or get to?
Possibly, but again, you don't really know where you need to go. So knowing that, I'm still on Main Street, now I'm on Elm Street, now I'm on Oak Street, wouldn't necessarily help you. It's not like you know we're trying to get to 55 Lakeshore Street.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it always helps. I've been duped before in narrow places like this, so I want to perhaps keep an eye on using perception. And I have an inquisitor's kit out, trying to keep an eye out for markings.
Okay.
Markings on the wall, you know what I mean? Something that denotes civilization, someone has been here.
Give me a perception check.
All right. So I got my inquisitor's kit out, trying to look for...
Sure. All
right. 15 plus 2 is 17, 17 plus 3 is 20.
No problem.
All right.
So you're searching for signs of anyone who might have been down here.
All right.
And sure enough, you find some areas that clearly nobody has been down in a long, long time, which you know are areas to avoid.
Okay.
And then you do find a few telltale signs, maybe where someone wearing a large coat has scuffed up against the side and where it was all slime covered, there's an area that's been wiped away.
Yeah, I'm
kind of... A lot of little details.
Put my hands looking a little bit. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Someone's been here.
And you're definitely able to direct the group in the right direction.
This way, guys.
Okay, so Winston seems to think he's got a pretty good idea of where you're going. Who wants to go next? Well, think of a way that you can use some of the skills to try and get closer to your objective. Winston's used perception, so you're looking at something else now.
Can I try to see if anyone has been using magic, like any trace of magic recently in the area? Anyway, that if they may use magic, maybe they have used something recently.
Sure.
It's a long shot, but I say go for it.
Give me an arcana check.
I wouldn't say it's a long shot because there are thieves guild, so...
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Hey, all right. Cool.
Okay. Through the course of your searching, you actually come across, every so often you're like, okay, stop. Let me see if I can get a reading. No, nothing. Okay, let's go a little farther. Okay, let's stop again. Let me get a reading. And you get to a point where you stop and you feel like there's a magic presence actually just behind where you were. And sure enough, there's like a concealed passageway. And it's got an arcane lock on it, and you're able to just, I'm going to rhyme through some of the magic words I know. And sure enough, you manage to hit the right word, the door opens, you guys manage to get through.
Good job.
Yeah. Awesome.
Where is nature? Just curious. Who has good nature here?
So once you go through this passageway, the area where you are now Again, you're able to see signs that this new area has seen some recent traffic. It's very treacherous. There are areas where the pipe has collapsed. There are areas where things are very fragile and could possibly fall down. So, you got an idea? Go ahead.
Use my Apple Fabrics and tie a rope around my waist and then try and get over there, and then we can use that to help us.
You can use acrobatics to, there's an area where there's like a gap, but there's a very narrow ledge along the side, so you tie yourself off and you can try and use acrobatics to like just slink along the side and get over, and once you're over you see there's like long boards, so you can probably just put them down and the rest of the group can help.
That's correct.
Add it up.
13.
Okay. You only needed a 12. So you're going along, and just as you reach the end, you slip on some slime, but you manage to grab the ledge and pull yourself up. Meanwhile, the other guys all have the rope. They were ready to grab you. And sure enough, it takes you a second. You catch your breath. You have like a couple longer boards. You put them down. Everyone can just walk right across.
Interesting idea. If you have nature, maybe you can be like, this fungus only grows in the area where there's, you know, this type of humidity, or these bugs live here because they're used to civilization.
It would actually be dungeoneering because it's underground.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Okay.
So what are you trying to use the dungeoneering to do again? I wasn't listening. You got it.
That was what?
I said I wasn't listening to what he was saying. I was reading the whole thing. So you got it.
No, that's not.
What are you trying to do?
Okay, I was just saying,
is Winston going to do it? I was saying
this for nature, but if you want to, maybe the engineer could be like, oh, this mold only grows in spaces where people have been through and causes moisture because so and so on, or this type of rat only lives close to people, and you know.
Dungeoneering would actually, or it would probably be more useful, is being able to spot structural weaknesses in the cavern. So if you want to use it for that, you can certainly try it. It's a high check, though. Okay, that's enough. Okay.
Maybe we can use your persuasion to inspire us to go forward.
So Tracy, what would you like to do to help the group? The areas where you're going, you've got more and more of those gaps where you have to get across. So that's certainly, if you wanted to use some of the physical skills, that would certainly be an option.
I don't know if this will help. I'll just create some light. Some light.
I assume you guys would have some light out already.
Yeah.
To help.
So an athletics check, you could easily try and jump over some of the larger areas to try and help the party get across more easily.
Okay.
So, jump across.
Okay, so give me an athletics. You figure it's at least 15 feet across, which from a mechanics point of view, you need a check of 15. Or higher.
Okay,
18 is enough. So again, you get to the other side, you sort of takes you a second to catch your footing, and sure enough, when you get to the other side, there's actually a series of ropes that have been tied up and pulled aside, and you're able to just swing them back, and everyone Tarzan's it right across. Okay. So, as you are basically getting to this area of the map where it's clear, like you've sort of passed the hazardous area, there's a whole bunch of open pipes, and the foul stench is just nauseating. So everybody needs to make an endurance check.
Oh.
Is that bad?
Yes. 20.
20 will do it. Nope. Now you're 9.
What'd you get?
22 will do it.
13
will not. Okay, so this will only affect the character who's either at the front or the back. So, let's do this randomly. Everybody roll a d20. Highest is at the front, lowest is at the back.
8.
So straight up, who got the highest?
I got 11.
15, I guess.
15 was the highest. You made your check, so you're good. Who rolled the lowest?
I got a one.
Oh. One is going to be the lowest. Okay, so let's see if this is going to be... Okay, affects the front. So you guys are good. So you get to a point where this stench is overwhelming, and you manage to just sort of hold your breath, and then you find there's like a way to cover the pipe. And so you sort of hold your breath, you go up, you slam the pipe down, you count to 10, and it still smells, but not quite as bad, and everybody managed to get by.
Okay.
It's a good thing you made that. If you fail it, you get a -2 to all defenses until the end of the encounter.
That is both tricky.
It's a tough one. And the check was 19 was the number. Okay. So, where are we? Okay. The pipe ends and a set of... Oh, I guess you start on this side. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Put me back.
You guys would come out. The pipe ends in a set of steps leading down into a small chamber. Oh, no, I'm sorry, it was over there. Down into a small chamber. Which adjoins to the sewer pipes once again. Dominating the room is a statue of a halfling with a sly, knowing expression. It stands there like a guardian, strangely clean amidst the filth. For some reason, the Denzians here have made a considerable effort to keep it from becoming soiled. Do you what? Sure, go ahead. You're gonna waste your ammunition.
You can write your name on it.
Okay.
Like, I was here.
So, can you guys move the characters down to this area here?
Okay.
So, assume you're sort of in this area. Set yourselves up where you want to be in the order that you want to be.
Is there a way that we could, like... we have options of using tactics to actually, like, do things. For example, the rogues and ranger could stealth through, draw enemies, and then we could surprise them.
Well, you have no idea where enemies are.
Is this the
yes, but we can still draw them using different techniques, like if throwing a sun rod down a corridor or whatever.
Sure.
So are we just like here? This is where we came out?
Or? Yeah, that's where you came out.
Oh.
Is this difficult terrain?
Let me find out.
So you want to know if you can climb it and like get something to climb you?
Sewer water is difficult terrain to any creatures who don't have a swim speed.
I don't know. There's something.
I know. Just think of our first kids.
You can climb on top of the large sewer pipes, and you can use the small sewer pipes as a bridge. And the statue is blocking terrain, so if your monster's on one side and you're on the other, it's like being on the other side of a wall. Okay. So, how would you like to proceed?
Do we hear or see anything?
Nothing beyond, like nothing unusual. You've probably been underground in the sewers now for like an hour and a half.
Okay.
Wandering around. So.
Keep going.
Yeah, keep going occasionally, like, checking around, kind of perception.
How far do you want to let these first guys get from the back guys?
Let's let them stealth forward, the two, the rogue, and the ranger.
So, okay.
Alright, so maybe for the stealth.
So for these guys left behind, are you okay with this tactic?
No, I'll probably be falling like 5 steps behind.
Okay, so put yourself where you want to be.
I got no one on my side.
Did you go on? Can I make any insight checks on the statue? I mean, some sort of...
Yeah, we can do that after. It's a streetwise check to identify who the statue is.
Okay.
It won't have any effect on any of the fighting.
Okay.
Okay. Where is the...
So you're studying. Okay.
Okay. We're just going to stay here and see if we get the attack.
Well, you two.
Okay, everybody give me a perception check and let me know who gets higher than 20.
Looking for hidden enemies?
Yes.
Okay.
You do?
I don't remember perception. So 20 your skills. It's down the bottom corner.
24.
It's only 14.
14 won't do it.
24.
I got 19.
4?
19.
18.
And no.
No?
Very low.
Okay, 24 will actually do it. So...
That's impressive.
Yeah, 23 was the check.
Whoa, nice. Whoa.
High, very high one.
Wow, okay.
Okay.
Nice one.
Where are my monsters?
Okay.
Kyle, we finished really early, right?
We out.
Aww.
That was genius. I like all that.
From the water? Okay.
The monster
in the swampy water, in the gross, disgusting, polluted sewer water. Who was it who rolled that check? Where are you? You're this character. So you're moving forward, and you're really got your eyes open and your ears open. You're trying to detect signs, and the party behind you is like stomp, 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 and you turn around to give them shit because they're being too loud. And just there under the water, you see these two crocodile heads sort of. You just see the eyes like sort of open, and they're extremely camouflaged. None of the other party members can see them. And you're like, just as you're about to announce, like, oh my god, look, there they are. Right. So from all around you, smaller pipes seem to come alive as if, oh, okay, well that's actually... So, a couple of things happen. So just as you see the crocodiles... 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. From all around you, smaller pipes seem to come alive as if hordes of rats descend on you. A couple of large rats are among them. At the same time, from the water rise large crocodiles. So this swarm of rats just sort of piles like out of some of the smaller pipes and ends up right in the square there. These crocodiles, you can see them, and you see a couple of really big rats just coming out of the sewer there. I'll place them in a minute.
Okay.
So... I'm going to basically say that because you made the perception check, I'm going to basically give you guys a surprise round. So everyone can take one action, and then we'll go through the initiative. So I got Marcos, Catherine, Tracy, Winston, Richie. So Marcos first. You have one action. You can move or attack.
I attack them.
Or a minor action. I mean, it doesn't matter.
It's a minor action.
It can be any action you want. You only get to do one thing.
I attack them with the flame cyclone. It's a burst tree around. Like, it should hit the three of them.
Sorry, where are you on the map?
I'm here.
Is this a ranged power?
It's a close blast.
It's a blast? Okay, so that's fine.
Okay, so...
Yeah. What defense is this against?
It's against 42.
Okay.
No, wait, so reflex.
Okay.
So it's 11 versus reflex.
So that's going to miss this guy. Try this guy. That'll hit. And against the swarm.
17 versus reflex.
That'll hit as well. So this guy, no, but these two, yes.
Okay. How much is... Still, that's like 10 damage.
10? Okay, hold on just one sec here. Okay, so that was Marcos did the blast. Is it do anything else? Just a straight up damage? Doesn't push, pull, slide, or anything like that?
No, it's just fire damage.
Okay, and how much was it again? Sorry?
10.
Okay.
It's the target size you hit.
And we'll call that one number two. Okay, that bloodies a swarm.
Nice. Good job.
Okay, Catherine, then Tracy, then Winston.
Okay, so I'm going to shoot the crocodile closest to me.
Where are you?
I'm the one, yeah.
Okay.
And apparently I get a plus two AC gets attacked.
I'm down, man.
Or
it's not an opportunity attack.
Oh, okay.
You have climb advantage though, because this is, do you have first strike? Do you have like...
So you get to add your sneak dice to this, so go ahead.
Not really.
That'll hit.
Yeah.
How much damage? So it's whatever it says plus the 2d6.
Add that.
Okay, I do healing word on myself.
8 plus 2.
Okay. 10 total? Okay. Tracy, then Winston.
5.
For Catherine and Winston, you guys both have action points. Make sure you use them.
I've used them. I've used mine.
Oh, you did use yours? I didn't check. Okay. Sorry, Catherine. Tracy, go ahead.
So, you have to move up to the attack.
Well, you only get one
action. Close. Don't
so
move so close.
If you need to move, you will have to charge to do it. So if you do that, it has to be a basic attack.
Yeah.
Okay, fire away.
First,
Sorry, 10 damage? Oh no, 10's not going to hit their armor class.
21 versus 18?
21 will, yeah, sorry. How much damage? Winston, you're going to be next.
Yeah.
5.
Okay, Winston, then Richie.
Here, burst 3 on all 3 creatures.
Okay. Sorry, burst or blast?
It's a blast.
Okay.
So this one, that one will probably miss. That's 10 versus Will.
Nope. 15 is your number.
All right. Is he count as invisible or does he count as okay?
14 probably will. 21 will.
So yeah, that hits.
And for the rat swarm,
11 is your number.
Yep.
That'll hit.
14 will. All right. And the ones who are hit take 9 psychic damage. Target cannot opportunity attack me until the end of my next turn.
He destroyed the swarm.
All right.
Oh, nice.
I mean, when you use blast against the swarm, they take a lot of extra damage.
All right.
Yes.
So I get okay, 2 Richie. Temporary hit points.
I'm going to use Prophesied Strike.
Okay.
It was 14 a second ago.
6 plus 8.
Who are you attacking?
This fellow here.
Yep.
So,
14 damage?
No, 14 AC.
Against which defense? AC? It's not going to do it.
Okay.
Back to the top. Full round. Marcos and Catherine. Okay.
So, my normal action, I will mark this guy with my Ancient of Sword.
Hang on. These other two giant rats
have come out of the pipe.
I just want to, you weren't able to attack them during the surprise round. Okay, so Marcos, where are you going?
I will mark this guy with my Ancient of Salt.
Okay.
Mark him. One round later.
Okay.
Well, you know what those are. And I will have a big guy with my Green Flame blade.
Because they can see
you a lot. Not going to be enough.
No.
You want to move? Catherine, you're going to be next.
No.
You good where you are? Okay. Catherine?
So I'm going to shoot the guy
this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, 14 against AC?
No, unfortunately, that's not enough. You want to move or are you good where you are? Okay.
Giant rats.
Come on. How did you not see that coming?
I saw it coming. I just wanted to believe it. I just wanted to live in fantasy land and pretend they didn't see
okay.
me.
Okay. Who's this little dude on the side there? Okay, Richie. 19 versus armor class.
He definitely hits.
Winston, 11 versus armor class.
Misses.
Okay, the one that hits, 15 points of damage.
Can I get, is there a way I can do a second chance on that to make me roll?
Are you a halfling?
Yes.
Then yes. That would be a 12 versus AC.
Doesn't hit.
Okay.
Nice. Happy day.
That is it for those two. Tracy, then Winston.
So I can use any attack, right?
Yep.
Nope,
not enough. The crocodiles have the highest armor class of the monsters, so you need a good number. Did you want to move, or are you good where you are? Okay, Winston.
Right. To get away from that area, I have no choice but to scare the rat, hopefully, and move back.
Okay.
So that's what I'm trying to do.
That'll probably do it.
That'll do it.
Will. The rat takes 12 psychic damage.
Yep.
Got the opportunity attacks against me. Neither the
guy. Oh, they can't either? Okay.
Well, what, I missed this guy, so he can.
I don't remember which one was which.
I hit him.
Yeah.
I missed him.
Yeah, we're just starting the second one now.
One. You can opportunity attack. 1, 2, 3 over here.
The crocodile does?
Yeah, the front crocodile. Because I did not hit him with my scare.
Oh, you rolled 1.
Oh.
That's good because his attack stops movement.
Oh my god, yes.
Oh, really? Okay, now do you want me to slide you if he misses you? Is that good?
Well, yeah, I already moved past them, so it doesn't matter.
Right sorry, now. Did you make an attack first? Or are you going to do that?
I attacked the rat. I attacked
right,
the
right,
rat.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Okay. That's warm. Number two.
Oh, no.
What? Oh, come on. That's where he comes out. It's another rat swarm.
You flank it. Yep. You got number there.
Okay.
I know, but still.
So the rat, anyone who ends their turn next to the rats automatically takes damage.
Oh, God. This is shattered.
Okay.
So I took damage?
I went down.
No, if you end your next turn,
okay.
It will attack Odds Winston, even the little dude. Odds Winston. Sorry, dude. 14 versus armor class.
Misses.
That's good, because they do a ton of damage. Okay.
I just know for a fact I'm lucky just to be alive
right
now.
I was looking at the wrong monster. It's still going to do it.
Yep.
Okay, Richie. Then the crocodile.
Oh, wow, that's it. Okay, I'm definitely going to have to move. I know it's going to provoke an attack, but... Which way? Like, I'm going to get pancaked. So, I'm going to move. 6.
So you're going to draw an opportunity attack for this?
Wait. Oh, actually, you're here.
Hey, Derek, do you have room for a 6?
Yeah.
Okay. It has to be a 19.
Yeah, he totally does. Who was that? That was the rat. That's going to be a 21 versus AC. Okay. So that's going to be 8 points of damage. And that was...
Can an interrupt be used in advance? Or like an interrupt
not on your own turn.
Okay, I'm just going to attack him with a jinx shot and then use... Well, I'm first you're going to use Majestic Word on myself.
Yep.
Just going to healing surge. Get that
okay.
Back.
Record the hit points after and then the attack.
The jinx shot.
Connor?
20. Sorry, how much?
20.
That will hit. How much damage? Only seems fair since he damaged you.
Ten
damage. Nice. Okay.
Tit for tat there.
Barry, once you get settled in, roll initiative for me, please.
Okay.
Hey. And then the crocodiles are going to go, and then you're going to get a new person into the group.
I died in the last one.
Go ahead, Barry. What do you got there?
One, 7.
Plus?
Plus 2. 9.
Okay.
Derek, are we going to have like a full house for Larisol?
I think so. I'm gonna just scan the adventure and I'll email you guys copies. We'll figure out who wants to run it.
So sport. Okay, who's this guy?
Okay, so Barry, we'll bring him up speed in a second. So this crocodile was marked by somebody, right? This guy? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's gonna move over and chomp you with his big teeth.
Me or him?
No, the guy he's got marked. And you know what? They left you all alone. I'm sorry, but they're both going to attack you. Like
it's okay.
It's smart enough to know that it can't get you. So the one who marked you attacks first.
You're pushing me.
You get a 24 versus AC. You might be dead here. I'm sorry to say.
Nice.
Okay.
Okay.
10 points of damage, and you are grabbed.
Okay. He's going to do a death roll. He's going to do a crocodile death roll.
The other guy tries to bite you.
I just got here. This guy's
and he gets a 23 versus AC. For another 10 points of damage.
Okay, I'm bloody.
You're lucky I rolled low. They can do up to 16 with each hit.
That could kill me.
Yeah, it totally could.
Okay, guys, I need help.
Okay, Marcos.
I'm coming.
It's my turn?
Yes, it is. You are grabbed by this first guy.
Okay, I hit him.
Bring it on. So... That's not going to do it. So just like with the last encounter, if in order to escape, you have to make an escape check.
I'll read it. What's it? It's trained or what?
So you got to tell me. Do you want to use your athletics or your acrobatics?
No. Don't worry about it.
Athletics. That would be a 16.
You need exactly a 16.
Okay. So
you are not grabbed anymore, and that's a good thing because next round they could have done twice as much damage. Okay. Catherine.
Still, I tell everybody I need help here. Please. I'm dying.
So you've got the swarm next to you. If you end your turn in that square, you're going to take damage from the swarm of rats.
Yeah, but is the crocodile two squares or one square away? I can't tell.
He is three squares away.
Three squares away.
As in, like, right here?
You have the swarm right in front of you.
Yeah, I know. But you're about to die. I don't
want
to die.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
We need you.
Yeah, okay. So I'm
going to
go around and flank that crocodile with marks.
But
you're gonna take an opportunity attack from the swarm.
Yeah.
Okay, it does an 18 versus armor class. Is that gonna hit?
Wait, don't I get that?
You have defense against opportunity attacks, or
yeah, I do. I've got.
Yeah, if you're a halfling, you got to think it's plus two,
yeah.
Or maybe a plus
so
three.
I got 19. Yeah, 19.
Yeah, it should miss you.
19. Okay, so that missed. So where did you want to end up?
Right there.
All
right.
Okay.
I know. Careful now.
That's not a flank, though.
No. Well,
now are you gonna go through the water, or are you gonna try and jump over it? Because the water, I believe, is difficult terrain. It counts as double squares.
Are you going to fight a crocodile in the water? Or?
Maybe you can do one, two.
Yeah, sewer water is difficult terrain. Counts as two squares.
You can end up there if you want.
One, two, three, four. Oh, wait. Ooh. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll fight him in the water. And because I've got a thing that makes me shift away when I'm done fighting him.
Okay, so hold on then. If you're going to go in the water, you might draw an opportunity attack from him. So move to here. That's two.
Yeah.
And then where do you want to go next? You, in order to get around, you need to go 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. What's your speed?
Six.
So that's not going to be enough. You can just move up, but you won't get the combat advantage.
That's okay.
Okay. And I assume you would want to move over there so you don't end next to the swarm.
Can you force yourself to get combat advantage? As a, do you have any, like...
Do I have any what?
Any abilities that you get combat advantage for free?
Couldn't she get here for, like, 1, 2, 3?
No, that counts as double as well if you start in the water.
No, wait, that would be 5.
6.
I do. Actually, I'm a flanker, so even if my ally is anywhere around
me. Oh, okay, so if you also have, as long as you have an ally around the opponent, she has flank, because she has
adaptable flank.
Okay, and you can do that every time?
I haven't done it this encounter.
What is a feat? Can you just read me what does it say?
It's an adaptable flanker, gain common advantage against enemy till the end of your next turn.
It's just utility power.
No, there's got to be more to it than that.
Power?
Willpower. It's a power. Okay.
It's at will.
And that's a move action, standard action, minor action.
I don't.
It's in the player's handbook.
It seems really powerful
to something you can do all the time. So
okay,
let's just do the attack. You can look it up while we're going on.
Player's handbook.
How's it going? Okay, so go ahead, roll it up.
Okay, so I'm gonna hit him with my Foxy's Gambit, which is against reflex, so it'll have to do it. Which sucks.
So plus two.
So I got what? 15 against reflex.
That what? 7 plus two is 9. 9 plus.
Oh yeah. Okay. So wait. 7 plus 2.
Okay. 7 plus two is 9. And 9 plus your attack, right?
Oh. Okay. All right. So 17 versus reflex.
17 will hit his reflex.
Okay.
That is stick attack.
Yeah. So 8 and then.
If you know, is it in the
other side?
So 8
plus
15. 15?
Gets it done.
That bloodies him. So he's marked and bloody.
And I shift one back onto the land. No, I shift me.
Oh, you shift.
Yeah. Okay, make an acrobatics check.
Oh, okay.
These guys are really big.
And I fall and...
Okay, you can't leave your square, because in order you start to slip on the slime thing, and then you just catch yourself before you fall.
Okay.
My giant rats, the dinosaurs. Rawr.
Bar.
Oh, really?
Hey, man, they left you there. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
I'm still there, if you want.
It's okay. Help. Okay, let's do it this way.
No, it's okay.
One, two, three, he goes for you. Four, five, six, he's going to come around to this side.
No.
Two. Actually, you know what? The two crocodiles are there. He wouldn't be stupid enough to get in their way.
Okay.
So he'll come over to here. Mm. Okay, so that one attacks the dude in the corner. That's the giant rats, right? 13 versus armor class.
Would the crocodiles eat the rats if we?
Not while you guys are there. It specifically says that. Who is this? 24 versus armor class.
It's you. Yeah, it's me.
Do you have that halfling power? Do you let me reroll, or do you already use it?
Oh yeah, I'll use that.
17 versus armor class.
I have 17 armor class.
So that's gonna hit. So you take 9 points of damage.
How did you say those are crits?
I'm okay for that.
I'm safer now.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay. Get out of there very soon.
Tracy.
So many more words. So many
more Marcus's character is like, help, help! I'm being demolished by two giant crocodiles and nobody's helping me.
I can only move up to 5 squares, so these count as 2.
They count as 2. You can just try and jump over, but again, then you gotta fight that monster.
I'm stuck between 2 monsters.
But you can move 6 again.
I don't know. I'm gonna help him.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Help you. So, wait. 2, 4. And then that's water.
That's 2 if you start in the water. Like if you come from water. Now keep in mind, this is a monster, so if you go from there to there, you're going to draw an attack if you want to go around.
Yeah.
So you can do that, so that's fine. You can still end up there, but you just got to go around. Or you can use you can face step, you can teleport.
Yeah.
5 squares.
Oh, true. 5 squares.
So you just appear where you want, 5 squares from where you started. But you can only do it once per fight.
There you go.
Twice. Where are you going? So you're going to flank with the sword mage. Okay.
I'll use my dire wolverine strike. So it allows me to attack each enemy in burst I can see.
Oh, even better.
So.
Nice.
So that'll be all of them. That's a good job. Let's start with the bloody croc.
Are you barbarian?
Yeah,
is that
what?
Mm-hmm. Are you ranger? Okay.
Yeah, these are versus which defense? Armor class?
Okay,
so you need a 19 on the crocodiles.
Okay. 14.
Yeah, that'll
plus
hit.
Six,
so you'd have combat advantage on the first one. The next one?
No,
it's not going to be enough. And against a dinosaur, which is the giant rat.
It's not enough again.
His defenses are lower. What's the number?
What's 7 plus 6 again?
13.
13 is exactly what you need.
Okay.
Whoa, nice.
Okay, so you hit the first guy and the last guy. So how much damage does that do?
Plus 4, so 5 damage to the
first guy.
5,
and roll for this guy.
And 7 damage to this.
7 on the green.
Not a lot, but still nice.
That bloodies this guy.
That's good.
Yeah. Is that a daily power?
Alright.
Sorry?
Was that a daily power?
It was.
Or an encounter power? It was good. Good use anyway. Okay.
Alright.
Winston.
I'm gonna try and first attack the swarm, because they're gonna attack me next.
They certainly will.
I'm not too worried about the crocodile because he's marked, so I have less to worry about there. So let's try a scare on the swarm. Yes, alright. So that's 17 will.
Yep.
Alright.
How much damage?
So that's 8 psychic damage. Make a giant cat face. No, okay. Like, terrifying. Alright, I'm gonna try to move away from that.
Great to
awesome. No, he's not the boss. Let's see if I can't get away from that. This is difficult terrain. So
yeah, all the water and stuff is difficult terrain.
One.
If you move on the pipe, you need to make an acrobatics check or possibly fall in the water.
I'll just move in the water then.
Okay. It's double moved. It's
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 over here.
Okay.
That's a good spot, I think. And that's bloodied?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. I'm going to...
Sorry, is that going to draw an opportunity attack from the monster, or did you use the power that doesn't provoke opportunity
attack? Yeah, the scare on the beat up.
But he's marked.
He's marked.
So what happens to him? He's going to make an attack that doesn't include you. What happens?
It takes a -2, and I can teleport around next to him and hit him.
You can... Oh, only if he hits?
Yeah, only if he hits.
He will crit you.
Okay.
That'll hit.
Okay.
I teleport exactly the same spot.
What's the total? Because it might drop me in one hit. I have a feeling that might happen.
What happens first? My attack or the
Yours is a reaction, I believe, right?
Yeah, it reacts to.
So, Winston, you take 16 damage.
16 damage, alright.
Feel like he didn't have you in the crush. It does 21 on that crit.
So, minus 16.
Or no, sorry, 19.
Okay, but you get to still make your attack, whether he's alive or dead.
So that would be this is a basic attack, right?
Yep.
So it's like, but I have combat advantage, right?
You have combat advantage, yep. So this could kill him if you do a lot of damage.
Am I? Okay, so I'm not near the clutch. Let's resolve it.
Okay, that should be... Give me a second. It's 20 versus AC.
That hits. Okay. Good thing you have the combat advantage. Yeah. Damage? Wow, you that big D12. Unfortunately, I don't think it's going to be enough. So what are you going to do when you get to that square?
Seven damage.
Yes,
seven?
I was going to use my free encounter power, Spook, on the bloodied giant rat.
Okay, what does that do?
I make you replace my intimidation with an arcana check. It's a free encounter.
Okay, what are you trying to accomplish?
Scare it away. Make it go back.
Okay.
So it's intimidation, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I probably won't cut it. That'll be 16 arcana.
That's not enough.
That's not enough?
No, it's not enough.
Okay.
Good try.
Good try. Yep.
Okay. Rat swarm.
Does the rat swarm have to make an acrobatics check?
Nope. Oh. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six.
Don't kill me.
24 versus armor class.
How much?
A lot. 10 damage.
Okay, I'm still alive.
You're still alive?
Yes.
Awesome.
Just like barely.
Yeah, and I have to get up to
okay. Richie.
Okay, I can't move through a monster, right?
No, you cannot.
All right, but I can move around him. Would he provoke two attacks of opportunity?
No, he only gets one.
So one.
So
two,
as soon as you start to move, he gets an attack. Five. The dice cool down. 13 versus AC.
Doesn't hit.
Okay. So he takes a snap at you, but you manage to get around.
As a minor action, I'm going to use Wards of Friendship. You can spend it. Can he spend it? Yes, he can.
If he's within range.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, if I can still.
Yeah.
Okay. So I spend the healing search.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then I'm going to do.
Plus anything or just the healing surge?
Barry, you're gonna be up three. Next. We'll bring it up to speed plus in a second.
And just do a jinx shot on the non bloody one, actually.
Okay. That'll hit.
Yeah, okay.
He'll probably be bloodied after this. Yep.
Seven, eight, nine, ten.
Silly blue guy. 10 damage?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so Barry, you managed to catch up to the group. You sort of lost them while you were coming through the sewers here on your way to the dead rat's hideout, and you can hear them fighting. These dinosaur-looking ones are giant rats. These blue ones are crocodiles.
Okay.
And this little thing here is a whole bunch of swarm of little rats that's just biting everybody.
Right.
This giant rat, now that this dude has gone away, he sees you and he's thinking like, I'm going to attack that guy all by himself over there in the corner.
Okay.
So
whose turn is it?
It is your turn.
Okay, I move 1, 2 over here and then use Radiant Vengeance.
Okay.
On that rat.
That's a range power?
Yeah.
Yeah, fire away.
Okay, 1d20 plus 4.
You want to mark him as your Oath of Enmity? Playing the Avengers still, right?
Yeah, I'm still playing the
Avengers.
Yeah,
you might as well. Because then if you attack him next time, you'll get two rolls.
Okay, yeah, sure.
So mark him up and then attack him with this thing.
6 plus 4, 20? I mean, 10?
10 against his reflex or his armor class?
Reflex.
No, unfortunately not enough.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want to use your action point?
Yes.
Okay, you want to try again? Or you can charge up and use a great axe attack.
I'm going to charge him.
Okay, boom. So you get to roll 2 attack dice.
Okay,
so roll
enmity.
He's already on there, yep, so roll it up. So 18 will definitely hit. Roll again, see if you get a critical, just in case. 19, so you're definitely going to hit him.
Okay, that's 1d20 plus 7.
So that was the attack.
I mean, 1d10 plus 4.
Yep. Nice, 14. That's why you bring a striker to the group.
The only book that they're missing upstairs is the Player's Handbook 2, and I think that's where it's in.
You bloodied him, buddy.
Good.
Good job. Okay, blue crocodiles. Do they have, do they have anybody grabbed? No.
I'm not.
But you've got a mark, so he's going to attack you.
But he will miss.
Might. 15 versus armor class.
I'm here with you.
Did I miss?
I have 18.
Okay. The other one attacks the ranger.
Yeah.
It does.
12 versus armor class.
18.
They can't hit every time. All right, Marcos.
Okay.
Okay, you start your turn next to... No, you don't start your turn. Never mind, go ahead. Marcos, then Catherine. If you end your turn next to this, you'll take automatic damage.
Okay, I will attack this guy.
Okay.
With my green flame blade.
Five, it's not going to do it.
With,
do you want to mark him?
Advantage and... it's plus 12. It's 17 versus AC.
That's not enough. 19. Wait, you have plus 2 for combat advantage. Did you include that?
Well, that's
that?
Already with the plus.
Yeah, no.
Okay, well, then I use my move action. I use my...
So you've got three monsters next to you. If you move more than one square, all three are going to get attacks.
Oh, but I will use my swift current. I can shift my move speed.
There you go.
Yeah, I wasn't planning on staying there.
Get out of dodge.
So I will go over...
Now, you can't shift through the water.
Yeah,
it counts as two squares.
Not with this ability.
Oh, you got the water thing? Water
yeah, I'm going water with
okay, you're fine.
But he can shift his move with the water soul.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but this is difficult terrain, so that's what I was saying. But he's got the water soul, so that's fine. Okay, so you did a standard, you did a move. You got a minor if you need it, if you want it.
I cannot heal it. That's going to No.
Do you have one of the healing potions?
Did he provoke any attack with opportunity?
No, he used a shift, so he didn't have to.
Yeah, so I'm
going to Catherine, then the rats, then Tracy. So Catherine, where are you? You're this little dude here?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm not dying anymore.
So you're next to three monsters. If you move more than one square, they're all going to get attacks on you. And if you end your turn next to this one, you're going to take automatic damage.
That's no fun.
No, it's not.
Okay, so I'm going to...
Oh, you guys have all five monsters bloodied.
That's cool.
All right, are the rats bloodied? Or
all the monsters are bloodied.
Everything. Focus fire, gotta love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
The crocodiles have been near death for like two rounds now, but you guys haven't been able to hit them.
All right, so I'm going to attack the...
You do not have combat advantage against anyone, because, well, you don't have a flank anyway.
That's okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just gonna keep attacking that crocodile.
That's a good call. He's only got 4 hit points left. He's got armor class of 19.
No, I'm gonna do with my which is reflex. So
okay, even better.
So 19 against reflex.
Yep, that hits. Do you do at least 4 damage?
Sorry. Oh yeah. I
then he's
so.
Dead.
He's no longer married.
Okay.
I hope so. Hell, I do.
He's dead.
So, eight damage.
Okay, you have an action point. Would you like to use it?
Well, this allows me to shift. I'm going to shift away from the rats.
How many squares does it let you shift?
Just one.
So,
but I'd rather be next to it.
You'd have to shift up to here because the rest are difficult. Sorry, the rest are difficult terrain.
That's okay.
Okay. You're good?
Yeah.
Okay. Giant rats. It's my dinosaur. So Barry, that one attacks you. And what does the giant rat get? He gets a 12.
Well, the giant
miss.
Well, the giant rat is actually never mind.
Sorry, what's that?
It's a miss. I just use virtue of cunning, and Barry can shift one square.
Do you want to move, Barry? You can move one if you want to.
Sure.
And then this one attacks the guy in the water. For a 20 versus AC. Who's this?
Me.
Actually, I'm not going to move.
Wait.
No? Okay.
Keep my space.
Okay, where was my giant rat? 12 points of damage.
12 points?
Yep.
Bloodied.
Okay. Now that you're bloodied, because you're in the filthy water, you start to really feel bad, and we'll resolve that after the combat.
Okay.
Okay, Tracy, then Winston.
So I can still attack those three. 1, 2, 3, 8, right?
Yeah. If you've got a blast power. Now, is it targets or is it enemies?
Enemies.
Okay. So yeah, if that's something you can do again, or if you have another power, just...
That one seems to be the best choice.
Well, but if it's an encounter power and you already use it, it's gone.
It's gone?
Yeah, you only get to use it once per fight.
Any at wills that you attack?
Yep.
Winston, you're going to be next.
Okay.
You probably want to get out of
there.
You can delay and let Winston go first.
Make a
if you want to figure out.
Kamikaze move. Let's see what happens with that.
Okay, I can let you go.
Okay, so let's just. Tracy delays. Winston jumps in.
Yeah. All right. Go right after.
Yeah.
Okay. Bit of kamikaze going on here. I'm going to move 1, 2, 3, 4. Like that. I'll make a scare.
Okay.
On these two.
Okay. So the swarm first.
Yep.
Nope. And on the other one.
Wait. Remember 1,000.
No, one's an automatic miss. Doesn't matter.
Okay. That really sucks because. Yep. 17 on the.
Yep, other guy. That'll hit. I don't think you can do enough to kill it, but you've certainly hurt it.
12 psychic damage.
Psychic damage?
Okay. 12 psychic.
See you next week, man.
See you, Craig.
Oh, crap. Now I'm stuck next to Rest with my mist.
You're going to take 4 damage if you end your turn next to it.
What I will do is. Oh, actually. No one's dropped yet. That's the.
Yeah, one of the monsters.
The
swarm and the crocodile.
No, but like. I need it like to happen right now in order this to work.
Too late. So you take 4 damage for ending your turn next to the swarm.
You're pretty low on hit points.
Okay, I'll take 4 damage. Okay. Tracy, you're up.
Okay, so...
2 temps though, so plus 2 temps.
You have it within your power to kill the crocodile. You have it within your power to kill the... Well, no, because you don't do blast and bursts.
No. I'll go for the crocodile.
Yep.
Shield of blades.
Fire it up.
16 plus 6.
He's got five hit points. Is it possible for you to do less than 5 damage?
Of course.
Plus the dice, so that'll kill it. Yeah. So boom.
All right. Automatically, immediate reaction, range 5, trigger non-minion within 5 dies. I target BO1 ally.
Yeah.
I target gets temporary hit points equal to surge value. So I'm going to do it to myself.
Take it to yourself?
Yeah.
Good job.
That's a daily, so that's wasted.
It's not wasted if it saves your life.
Yeah. So I get plus 6 temps.
Okay. I'll leave it to you to track that. Right. You have the option to move if you want.
I do want to move.
Keep in mind, you're in the difficult terrain, though.
Yeah.
So you can't shift. You would have to actually move, which would
that's
draw opportunity attacks
from
both
monsters.
That's
all I can do for that, so...
You're going to let them both take a free hit at you?
No, how far are they?
You can't move out of there.
Do I have a thing?
Actually, you can shift up to here.
Do you have a thing that...
Do it.
...lets you... Do something.
Okay.
If you let them attack you with an arrow of interlight.
Okay, rat swarm. Rat swarm attacks Winston because he's standing right there.
Okay, they're not. I'm going to use daily arrow of warning.
Okay.
It's a mini interruption. Trigger enemy range makes an attack roll against an ally.
Okay.
Hit 3 versus plus my
crit. Yeah, roll it up. Let's see if it hits.
Okay, plus 9. Yeah.
Is there a miss value or is it reliable?
It doesn't say. It's just plus 9, so it's like 11.
No, yeah, but so that's a miss. There's nothing on a miss?
Most daily powers do something on a hit and something on a miss.
It is absolutely.
So it might be reliable then.
Yeah, you may not lose that.
So what probably happens is that you can reuse that ability until you hit with it.
Yeah. So next round, if you want to try it again, you can.
Okay.
Okay, so the attack still goes off then because you didn't.
Yeah.
Okay, so I rolled 17 versus AC. Winston's a hit.
17.
Just hits. 9 points of damage.
Excellent. I'm still up.
Oh, you were bloodied in the water as well, though, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay.
Swarm moving.
No, swarm's fine where it is.
My turn?
Your turn, pal.
Okay,
Barry, you're up after Richie.
Who's in danger here?
I'm at 3 hit points.
Everyone's in danger. Yeah. Anyone who's bloodied is in danger.
My movement action has movement, or
escape.
I'm going to move him 4 squares away from those guys.
Who, Winston?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. And I'm going to do... I'm just going to hit the swarm, I guess.
Okay.
Slide target 4 squares.
No, it's force. He's fine.
Move into the water. Throw it in. Check him inside the water.
I doubt that'll work, but give me the number.
14.
Versus which defense?
Sorry, AC.
AC, that's not going to be enough.
That's okay.
Sorry, dude. Anything else?
Something. I saved his life.
Okay, Barry.
Okay, oh, I'm going to use...
Hold on a sec, Barry. Minor action?
Yeah, majestic
word.
Yeah, majestic word.
Han?
Who's most damaged?
Where are you?
No, I'm not.
You're this guy?
Yeah, I got Briscoe.
He's gotta be within 5. You move Winston too far away.
Yeah.
Okay, he's gotta be one of these guys.
Damaged.
Or you can save
Tracy.
It.
Tracy.
Yeah, go for it.
So you get a surge plus 3.
Surge plus 3.
Nice.
Okay. Barry, you're up.
Okay, I use Overwhelming Strike.
Yep, bring it on.
And I have Over the Knee on him.
Yep, so you roll twice. So that will hit. Let's see if you can score a crit with the other one. Again, the 19 on the second. Okay, roll up the damage, Barry. You have a very good chance of killing him.
Okay, I have 1d10 plus 4.
Oh! The minimum
of 5.
Okay, that does not kill him, unfortunately. Do you want to move, or are you good where you are?
No, I'm going to use my action point again.
Hey, you used your action point last time. You only get one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Did you want to move, or are you good where you are?
I'm going to move back.
If you move more than one, he's going to get a free swing, but you can just move one and you're good.
Okay.
Okay, so take a step back. Marcos, then Catherine.
Alrighty. I will use Dimensional Warp. I will switch places with Kat.
One more.
Okay.
Let's move. And attack this guy.
Yep.
That's a move action.
Yep. Well, I think, is it a move or a minor?
No, it'd be a move.
Because I can move other people instead of
that. Usually that's a move action, I assume that's the problem.
Could I use Phase Step instead?
Yeah, you can move 5 squares, but you need to be able to see where you're going, so you can't teleport around a corner. Yeah, that'll work.
Okay.
That'll 13. Hit.
Okay. And it's a 9?
Yep.
That's a 9 plus... that's 15 damage to this rat.
Nice. He's very, very hurt.
Oh, not dead?
Not quite. Oh, Catherine!
Probably not much.
Okay, you're fine.
Oh, yeah.
You could probably move and attack the rat thing.
Which one are you? You're over here?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you can move if you want.
Yeah, okay, well.
Or are you going to attack from range? It's your call.
No, we've got enough people attacking
that
guy. Yeah. Here, who are you trying to do here?
Just one move. I want to move here.
Okay.
No. That's not me.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna use my staff flourish on that rat guy.
Oh, on this one over here?
Yeah.
Okay.
So 20 against 60.
That'll hit.
And kill it.
I don't think you'll be able to kill it, but you'll be able to do a lot of damage. Oh no, wait, the giant rat.
Maybe if you stealth.
Is it
how much?
What if she stealthed around the corner? Because the rat's here and she's.
No. At the end of her room, she can't. Unless you have an ability that lets her.
Okay.
Wait,
wait,
wait. No, isn't it? No.
That's true, but there's adding additional stuff.
What?
Okay, the giant rat attacks you and misses. Giant rat here attacks the bloodied character. 21 versus AC.
Is that me?
Yeah.
Okay. Come on.
8 damage.
Yeah, it'd be
okay.
5.
Are you unconscious yet?
Nope.
I did 6 damage.
He gave me a healing switch.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Winston. Healing potion. Oh, minor, take it out.
Yeah.
Minor, drink it. Minor. So now it's minor. You got him first time.
Yeah. Tracy, you're going to be next.
I'm at 13 hit points.
Okay. Still bloodied?
I'm at bloodied.
Yeah.
I still have a standard. I can probably second wind.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I'll second wind.
Okay.
And I'm now at 19 hit points, not bloodied.
What the fuck?
Plus
you
two
attack
defense.
The dinosaur right in front of you.
Yeah.
Combat advantage. He has 4 hit points. You just have to hit him.
Oh, okay.
I spent 2 serums
there,
one for potions, one for second wind.
Nice.
I'm now I spent 4 of my 7 surges already, so this is like what?
Okay.
There's only 2 encounters left. Don't worry about it.
Rat swarm.
All right.
The swarm.
There's moves right there.
Odds a ranger, even sword mage. Pods a ranger, you got lucky.
Yeah.
And now I'm using my daily.
Oh,
okay.
Media interruption. Let's try this.
Nope.
Okay. You still got it though.
10 versus armor class is gonna miss. Oh, Richie,
so
then Barry.
I treat that guy's soul or been dead by now.
I'm gonna hit that swarm with just first who's I'm gonna move this sword mage with the move action. Movement is oh I used it already. Can't do that.
Okay.
I'm just gonna use jig shot.
On which character? The swarm?
Swarm, yeah.
Okay.
19.
Versus?
AC.
Hits.
Okay. 7 plus 3, so 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay.
And...
There's no deal.
That's
Barry.
Okay, I move 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yep.
And then use, Radiant Vengeance.
Okay, you only get one attack roll with that one.
Yeah.
It's ranged. Roll it again.
Yeah.
Oh. Seven. Wait, hold on. Add it up.
7 plus 4, 11.
Against armor class or reflex?
Reflex.
That hits a reflex.
Oh.
That
would have
missed
attack?
The armor class.
With an Avenger?
One.
He still
one. 1d8 plus 4. So that's 5 plus 4, 9 points.
That's enough. He's dead. He only had 5 hit points.
Okay.
Teamwork, teamwork. Marcos!
I hit this guy.
Good luck.
I will try it. I can do this.
You hit him hard.
You did it.
That'll do 21. It. Okay. Damage.
9 plus 5 plus 1. That's
Catherine, you're gonna be next.
Carry the 2.
15 damage.
Divided by 2, right? So.
Okay. Do you want to move? If you end next, we're going to take damage. Okay. Marcos, done. Catherine.
Okay, so I'm going to try to hit this worm.
Okay.
Like it. Oh, okay.
12 plus, what am I doing? So
that'll hit.
Against AC.
Yep.
Kill it.
I'm doing my best. 3 plus, what was it again? 7 damage.
Okay, Winston.
Okay.
Let's kill
Tracy's after Winston.
I can't still can't use my counter because the rat's still surrounded by a bunch of dudes. Okay, I'll move up. There. Let's make a there. Blast 3.
Okay.
Scare. Make a giant cat face. Okay.
That
versus
should
will?
Hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, 11's your number.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, it has 2 hit points. You gonna do more than 2?
Yeah, way more. Yeah.
And it takes extra 5 because it's a blast.
Okay. They all die of heart attacks.
Yeah, Winston comes up, blasts.
Nice.
Awesome. Okay, so let's see what happens next.
Okay.
So, there's a few things we gotta take care of. So, you finish off the monsters, you take a few minutes to catch your breath so everyone can spend healing surges.
Alright, so I'm on breath. So, plus 3, 2, alright, okay.
I have a potion of healing if anyone needs it.
No, they're good outside of combat. Okay, so the following people have filth fever and will need to make some checks here in a minute. Richie, Catherine, and Tracy. Now both Tracy and Winston were in the water while they were bloodied, so I'm not sure if that's the same thing or that's different. So hold on, let me just check.
Well, I healed up now, but I don't know if it's still...
Okay.
No longer bloodied, too.
I now have... I used 5 of my 7 surges. All right.
Okay, so... the following people need to make saving throws against a filth fever. Richie, Catherine, and Tracy.
What does it do?
What is saving?
Just need a 10 or better.
11.
15.
What was
nine.
That? Nine. Damn it.
Okay, so Tracy failed, so she's gonna have filth fever. So you lose 1 healing surge. And write down you have filth fever stage 1.
As if you needed less
filth
stage.
Sorry, thanks. Oh no, I got it.
And Winston, you were bloodied in the water, you have contracted filth fever. You need to make saving throw as well. Oh.
I roll over 10, right?
10? Yep. You need a 10 bomb.
Over 10.
All right. There you go. That wasn't so bad. I was worried everyone was going to lose their surge.
Do we find anything? Gold, treasure?
No. You have, yeah, when the characters take a rest, you're going to need to make another saving throw, and it can get a lot worse. So make sure you write that down.
What's the total XP?
300. It was 300 for this encounter, and the last encounter, I think, was also 300, but let me double check.
Oh,